This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Autocratic countries are stepping up action against press freedom today. Russian authorities on Tuesday morning raided the apartments of several investigative journalists and their family members, a move that comes amid mounting pressure on Russia's independent media outlets. Police searched the apartments of Roman Batanin, the chief editor of the ProAct investigative online outlet, and Maria Zolobova, one of its journalists. Officers also raided the home of the parents of Batanin's deputy, Mikhail Rubin. Rubin was detained near Zolobova's residential building and brought to his parents' apartment. ProAct said in its account in the Telegram messaging app that the raids occurred after the outlet promised to release an investigation into Russia's interior minister, Vladimir Kolokotsev, and his alleged wealth. The outlet published the story shortly after the searches started. A former senior journalist at Hong Kong's now-closed pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, was released from custody Tuesday, 2 days after he was arrested at the airport. Media reported that 57-year-old Fung Wai Kung became the latest person from the media outlet to be targeted after a raid on the newspaper by 500 officers nearly 2 weeks ago in the arrests of five executives, two of whom have been charged under a sweeping new national security law. Not immediately clear what the investigation into Fung was focused on. And dozens of photojournalists gathered outside the Istanbul's governor's office on Tuesday to protest the detention of a colleague while covering the LGBT Pride March. Bulek Kilic was temporarily detained on Saturday as riot police blocked marchers from reaching Taksim Square, a focal point for demonstrations on Istanbul's European side.